Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed your day so far. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. If you haven't already subscribed, do that. And while you're there, make sure you hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any new content. I'm going to get into some pretty personal things. Not a lot of news stories right at the beginning of the show that I'm going to discuss, because there are some personal things that I need to discuss. If you were listening to my YouTube live stream last night, I've been talking about a job opportunity that I had applied for. And I'm not going to say where it is, not going to say what show, what station, or even the city. The only thing I'm going to say that it was in a top 10 market. And a lot of you guys don't realize this. In radio, if you can say that you have worked in a top 10 radio market, that is a humongous feather in your cap to say that, yes, I worked in a top 10 market. And I talked to this program director. Matter of fact, Russ Rollins was the one that told me about the job. And I don't want any of you guys to think that I'm burning bridges or I'm becoming old Tuttle. I'm talking about this because I think sharing personal experiences in my life is the most interesting thing. More than the news stories or me commenting on those, I think that is the most interesting and entertaining stuff because it is reality. But Russ Rollins ended up telling me about this job. He told me that he thought I would be great for it. And I'm very, very grateful for Russ thinking about me. You know, I've talked about how I've been trying to repair bridges that I burned, because every time that I got fired, and they were my fault, but at the same time, I loved the business so much, I took it personally. Because you got to remember, when I worked at Real Radio, I was there for 10 years. And that's an eternity when it comes to the radio business, to be able to work there for 10 years. So I did take that personally. And luckily, I was able to, you know, mend the fences, mend the bridges that I had just completely burned down to the ground into ashes with Russ Rollins. And he was kind enough to tell me about it. I applied for it. I had an almost an hour long conversation with the program director. Now, a lot of program directors are pretty busy. And it's like if you're pitching a movie script or you're auditioning for a movie, like if you do not get their attention right off the bat, you they're going to tell you to get lost, or they're going to come up with some excuse of why they got to get off the phone. And for me to talk to this guy for almost an hour, I was like, hell yeah, I nailed this. I was pretty confident. And I got the email yesterday that unfortunately I did not get it. I was told that they whittled it down to two finalists. Almost sounds like I was on America's Got Talent or something like that. But he did say I made the top five. So I guess, you know, I can take a little bit of solace in that. And instead of being the old Tuttle, I thanked him. I thanked him for the opportunity and all that good stuff. Was not a dick. I was actually really, really nice. But I did, at the end, I wrote, just because I was curious, I wanted to know what the deciding factor was that I did not get the job. And I would like to hear from you guys. Was that right or wrong of me to ask that question? And the only reason that I asked that question was because I want to work on my craft. I want to know what I need to do to be able to, you know, maybe make it in a top 10 market one day. And I got something back. It was nothing that you did wrong. Hold your head up high and yada, yada, yada. And that's fine. I don't know what it is. But you also have to understand the radio business has become very political. And what I mean by political, it's about all in who you know. And I'm not saying that that is the case for sure, but it's something that I've seen a lot. Because, I mean, I've looked at some of the radio shows out there, and there are people that are working in terrestrial radio right now that have 0.0 radio experience, and they're working. And it pisses me off. It really does. Because I see so many people that are on the radio right now, that are working, that are getting paid. And at this point, I'm almost to the point where, like, I don't even want to go back to terrestrial radio. And I don't want, like, if anybody that is involved in that whole situation, I don't want them to think that I'm mad or I'm disgruntled and I'm talking trash, because I'm not. I'm really, really not. I'm very, very fortunate that I had the opportunity. I was able to talk to that program director, very, very nice guy. But I know for a fact, whoever they hire is not even going to have half the resume that I have. Because you can't deny it. I know a lot of people despise me. I know a lot of people hate me. But I have worked with some of the, well, not even going to say some of, I've worked with the biggest radio shows in Central Florida. I mean, just go down the line. Ron and Fez, Monsters in the Morning, Drew Garabo, The Phillips File, Jim Phillips. I worked with Drew Garabo again in Tampa. I worked with Bubba the Love Sponge. I worked with Mike Calta. So what I'm trying to say is, I know whoever they're bringing in is not going to be nearly, not even going to be closely or remotely as talented or have the experience that I have. I have an idea of why I didn't get it. And this all goes back to me not wanting to burn bridges, so I'm not going to say why I think I didn't get it. But I think some of you guys can guess off the top of your head of just being associated with certain people, which I think really, really sucks, because the person that I'm talking about, I think kind of has gotten a little bit of a bad rap. I'm just saying. But I'm going to move on. I'm looking at the bright side, the new Tuttle, the one that's not on all the mood stabilizing drugs. You know what I thought of? Because I've been talking about building this studio, and I've been putting it off because I was like, well, I'm not going to build this studio until I hear about this job. And now that I didn't get it, I can promise you, I will make this promise to the supporters of the Tuttle Daily Podcast that I'm going to get that studio built. The content that I'm going to be putting out is going to just be the best that you've ever heard. And I'm going to hustle and I'm going to grind more than I have ever, ever done in my radio or podcasting career. And that's a promise to you, the supporters of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Another thing that I wanted to talk about that's going on in my life, I told you that I wasn't going to hit any news stories, because a lot of people do sometimes complain about, you know, me overly doing news. Is this becoming a news show? Are you becoming the news junkie? which would be a great compliment because Sean Lawson and them are killing it. But, you know, a couple of months ago, I've talked about this. You know, my dad died 2 days before his Social Security was supposed to hit the bank. And it did end up coming through, but the government ended up taking it back because he had already died. So we ended up having to go, my mom ended up having to go 2 months without any of her Social Security or my dad's Social Security coming in. And it kind of put him in a little bit of a bind. And the owner of the Hobo Fish Camp suggested that we ended up applying for the government rental assistance. We did that probably about a month and a half ago, and still nothing. I was reading it's supposed to take about 18 days, and, you know, as far as we know, we were approved, but have not seen any of that money at all. I was reading a story that about $99 million or so was returned back to be repurposed for other uses. And I'm not saying this is what happened, but I think, you know, us having a Republican governor, a lot of the red states, they're thinking, well, we're helping out the community too much. They're not going to want to go back to work. And I can see their point. I can really, really see their point. But I think more than anything, somebody like my mom that's worked all of her life and just lost her husband, not getting Social Security, got a little behind on the rent, and we did not get it. Just have not heard anything, have not heard anything back. It's just still pending when we go and check it. Now, so we just ended up getting my dad's life insurance policy. And mom wanted to go up there and wanted to pay a couple of months. Did not want to pay the whole thing. And they wouldn't take it. And they would not take partial. They, you know, we wanted to pay like a month, catch up, maybe next week, pay another month. It's not like we were, my mom was that far behind. But what I'm trying to say is that they would not take it unless we paid everything that was owed. Well, you know, like I said, we just got dad's life insurance stuff. And I basically told my mom, I was like, you know what? Just go ahead, pay him everything. Because there's a lot of stuff that's going on around here. And I did not want him, the owner of the park, to be able to hold it over our heads. And I was walking back up there with my mom. We were going to pay the whole thing in full, which we did. And if you go to my social media pages, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, you'll be able to see the picture of what I'm about to talk to you about. So I was walking up there, and there was a softball-sized hornet's nest. Should have been paying way, way more attention. And all of a sudden, bam, 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 I got lit up by three hornets, and I wasn't even, like, I was just walking by, and man, oh man, dude, my back of my head started swelling up. Luckily, I'm not allergic to, like, stings, like bees. I was when I was a kid, but for the most part, you can usually grow out of those allergies. And then the whole thing is that the guy that owns the park, you know, he did tell my mom. He was like, I'm not going to kick you out. You know, he was being nice. I've talked about the past issues and stuff. But, you know, like, as soon as I paid, he made this comment that I really didn't appreciate. But the old Tuttle would have, and I hate talking about myself in the third person, but the old Tuttle would have, like, lost his shit over the whole thing. He said, yeah, I would have hated to have evicted your mom. And I'm like, dude, what I wanted to say was, dude, you said that you weren't. You were going to be patient because of everything going on. And, you know, There's a lot of stuff. Go to my TikTok page right now, or any of my social media, because I did a TikTok on this, showing how I dump out the sewage tank here at the hobo fish camp in the fifth wheel. We have the dump station where all the sewage goes to. Every time I dump it out of the trailer, it's like bubbling out of the ground where the dump station is. Raw sewage, which has got to be a big, big health issue, right? I mean, I can't be the only one that thinks that that's not cool. But that's why I also wanted to get caught up. I took some of the money from what I've been making from the Tuttle Daily podcast to help out my mom with this. So we're now all caught up to date. And the thing is that when we get this rental assistance, I don't even know it. Like, do they send the check to us and then we pay him? Does the check get sent to him? Because I also would not put it past him to, you know, pocket that check. So if any of you guys have any information when it comes to that, and you've been able to get some of the rental assistance, and I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, well, Total, why are you taking advantage of the system? Let me tell you what, man. My mom and dad have been paying their taxes, and I hate when people say that. I hate when people look down on other people for taking government assistance. It's not like we're taking free money. We're taking the money that we have been paying into for all of our lives. So no, you should not ever look down or judge somebody. Now, I will say there are some people that take advantage of the system. But in my mom's case and in my dad's case, people that have worked all of their lives, paid their taxes. Yeah. You know what happens if you don't pay your taxes? You go to jail. You go to jail. But when you try to get money or help from the government, it's like pulling teeth. And I'm not trying to make this a Republican or a Democrat thing. Because right now, Joe Biden, I mean, he should be stepping up. He should be stepping up to the plate. And this money that was supposed to go to people to help them out with their rent got redistributed for other things. How many politicians do you think pocketed some of that money? And once again, like I said, this is not a political thing. I've told you time in and time out, I don't support any political party. I think they are all crooks. And if any of you guys want to make your comments saying that I'm working the system, I will tell you to F off. Because right now, times have been tough. Like I told you, I said this on a show probably last week. That insurance check, life insurance check that we got, I would give the whole thing back for just another 10 years to spend with my pops. And I'll leave it at that. I will. I don't want to get myself in too much trouble talking about what is all like falling apart around here and stuff. Found out also today that they're raising the rent. If you looked at the water that I pour in a gallon jug, you would think, oh man, can I have some of your iced tea? Yeah, that's what the water looks like. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay, so go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in Volusia, Brevard, or Flagler counties, you need to reach out to Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. On his site, you can learn more about Ian's use of premium photography and aggressive marketing to sell your home quickly and painlessly. So if you're a first-time buyer and not sure where to start, connect with Ian at ianhannahomes.com.
Questions, comments, concerns, compliments, or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com. It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Don't forget, tonight at 8, I'm going to be doing the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream on my YouTube channel. I want to thank everybody. I don't want you guys to think I'm going to become a podcasting or radio panhandler, but now that I'm monetized, you guys, a lot of Bubba listeners have been watching my stream. They've been growing and growing by every single broadcast that I do, and I can't thank you guys enough. But if you watch Bubba's show, he does it on Twitch. He also does shows on YouTube. And now that you guys will be definitely able to, if you're liking what I'm doing and you want to throw me a couple of bucks, because like I said in the first segment, I'm serious. Since I did not get that gig in that certain market, I told you guys, I almost said where it was at, that it's got me refocused. I'll admit, I was really, really bummed out that I did not get it. And I'm not going to badmouth anybody. I'm not going to say what show, what market. I will only say that it was in a top 10 market. And that is a big, big deal for anybody that has worked in radio broadcasting. So, but I am serious about building this new studio. And my plan is I'm going to start doing a daily 2-hour live stream that you guys will be able to watch. And I don't want the people that listen to the podcast to think, oh, I'm going to stop doing that. No, I'm not. I'm going to take that audio, and I'm also going to do exclusive stuff for the audio part of the podcast. But I really do think that is the way that I need to go, and I'm wanting to build that studio. So if you are listening or watching any of my live streams and you want to throw me a buck, it will be greatly appreciated. And if you don't want to do it that way, there's two other ways. You can go to my PayPal account, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. Or you can, I have the Cash App as well, too. Just search Tuttle on the radio. I wanted to get into this a little bit. Speaking about my live streams. Last night, I ended up doing a live stream. And during the live stream, this was not in the chat room. So nobody in the chat could see what was said, but I saw that there was a comment that ended up happening on one of my older videos, and it was from Cluster F. And I didn't have a chance to read it, so I really didn't talk about it much, and I want to do that now. The show that they commented on was the show where I said I got jobbed out by Tampa Terry. And the Cluster F show wrote, "That's funny. That's exactly what you did to me. Jobbed out. No call. Also, I had no interest in talking to you about Bubba. You've lied to me multiple times. No hard feelings. Just quit spreading misinformation." Well, I will tell you, yeah, I did. I didn't lie, but you also got to understand, I had a lot on my plate. I live on the other side of the state. I didn't mean to rhyme. I'm a poet. I didn't even know it. But what I'm trying to say is that my parents weren't in the best health. I had a lot of stuff. I had a lot of responsibilities that I needed to take care of. And I will admit, I should have called. So what I'm trying to say is that I do apologize about that part, but I don't appreciate the things that were said on your Cluster F show, the bar show that you were doing the other day. As soon as I went in there, I noticed that you had to be a subscriber to be a part of it, to be able to chat. I just wanted to say hello, see how everyone is doing. And as soon as I did that, and I guess my subscription popped up there, the first thing out of Manson's mouth. Now, please, keep this in mind. I'm not saying anything bad about Manson's talent. I think Manson is by far one of the most talented radio broadcasters that I've ever had a chance to work with. Manson is absolutely brilliant when it comes to being on the air. But the first thing out of his mouth was, "Ooh, Tuttle must be trying to get info for Todd." And if you don't know who Todd is, that is Bubba the Love Sponge, Bubba Clem. Because for some reason, I don't understand why Manson has gotten in his head that I was getting paid under the table by Bubba the Love Sponge to talk trash about Seth Kush when he was on the show. And you know what? Maybe I did misjudge it. Maybe I misjudged it, and maybe you did not want to talk crap about Bubba or whatever. But there has been some trash talk going on. I don't know if you guys remember whenever I was on Bubba's show the last time I was allowed to be on the terrestrial show, Bubba called me out. And I did admit to it that, you know, because I guess the last Springsteen song that Manson did, he had mentioned about the goats in the dumpster. Yeah, I happened to mention that to Manson at the time. Now I'm kind of regretting it. I didn't know that he was going to talk about it, but I guess I shouldn't have done it. So let's not act like I'm getting paid by Bubba Clem under the table. I haven't been paid by Bubba the Love Sponge since I was fired in 2019. So you want to talk about misinformation? I think your comment on my YouTube video is very hypocritical. Matter of fact, it is the exact definition of hypocrisy. For you to say that I'm getting paid by somebody that will not even allow me on his terrestrial radio show, that Bubba's going to pay me. And this is not a dig at Bubba at all, but do you really think that Bubba's going to pay anybody to talk trash? I mean, it could be something that Bubba would do, but I can guarantee you I have not taken one single dime from Bubba the Love Sponge since I was let go after I got out of the hospital. I don't get it. And I also did not appreciate the comments that Trace made, because Trace said that he listened to a couple of my shows, and I'll have to go back and pull the audio, but I'm just paraphrasing it. He said he listened to three of my shows. I think he said one was okay. I think he said the other two were either shitty or crappy or boring. I don't know. But I dare you to go back through my archives, because my complete archive is available on any of the platforms, iHeartRadio, Spotify. And this is something that I didn't want to do. This is why I was avoiding even going on the show in the first place, because I was afraid that it was going to be a Bubba bashing session. And I just didn't want to. And I did agree to come on the show, but stuff came up. My mom had her TTP. If you don't know what TTP is, it is a rare blood disorder where your red blood platelets get so low that if you get a paper cut, you would basically bleed to death. My dad was having issues with his diabetes. He was going through a lot of physical therapy and stuff. So I apologize. It was wrong of me. And I admit, it was unprofessional for me not to call and say, hey, I can't make it. So that part I will completely own up to. But once again, like I said, I have never said one single thing bad about ClusterF and what they are doing and what they're building. Hell, they're basically, they did it before I started my podcast. So I can't say that they're copying me. If anything, I'm copying them. So I'm never going to say anything bad. I'm just telling you the truth. I am. I don't understand why those comments would be made. Hell, I actually threw you a couple of bucks by giving you a subscription, and the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, instead of, hey, thanks, Tuttle, it's, oh man, Todd must need some information. No, that's not the case. I can promise you that's not the case because, and once again, I'm not saying anything bad about Bubba, but I really have not talked to him. Because somebody at JVC dislikes me. I made a mistake. Thought it was Shannon Burke. I opened up my mouth. And now I've been ostracized from the BRN completely. So, in closing, I promise you, I'm not getting financially compensated by Bubba the Love Sponge or anybody at the BRN. And I'll leave it at that. And I don't want this to go any further. I'm sure that these comments are going to, like, you know, set Manson off or set Trace off. Matter of fact, here, I'll do this. Let me find these text messages that I ended up getting from Trace. I don't even know if I still have them. I probably don't. No, I got rid of them. But no, Trace was talking about it. He was like, yeah, let's do the show. You can record your Tuttle Daily Podcast. You can record your Tuttle Daily Podcast in our studio, and then you can do ClusterF. And then maybe we can even invite Colton to do a Bud Suds and Tuds. What happened, Trace? I never heard from you. You said you were going to text me this week to set it up, and I was down for it. But now I really, really don't want to do it, and I don't want you to think that I think it's beneath me. I really think what you guys are doing is great. I love the whole Waters family. Manson, Donna, Berlin, Weston, Grace, they've been nothing but kind to me. So I wish them nothing but the best, but I just didn't understand why I was attacked. I don't even know if you could call it an attack, but just to make those comments, when I have not said one single bad word about you, I think it's just a little bullshit in my opinion. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I wanted to have my good friend Charlie Alamo. You can follow him on Twitter at Real Lame Charlie. Is it? What is it? I always forget. Yeah,
that works. It is Real Lame Charlie.
Okay. At Real Lame Charlie. Yeah. Charlie, how are you today, man?
I'm doing well. It's a little later in the day, so I have more energy, it feels like.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed because I was running a little bit behind. Because I hate predictive texting or autocorrect. Because I was running a little behind and I was like, I typed, I had to help mom, and for some reason it said mommy. And it made me just look like fucking Norman Bates from the Bates Psycho movies or whatever. Like, I had to help mommy.
Yes, it made me laugh. I couldn't even... You automatically were on it after you had sent the other one. Mom,
I was already as quick. Like,
yeah, because I was going to... I had a whole paragraph already written out. And then I was like, damn it, he got himself.
Well, I see, but that's the thing about me and a lot of other radio people. They won't bring stuff up that makes them look bad, but I think that's some of the funniest stuff when you can be self-deprecating, though, in my opinion.
I thought it was odd that it said, I'm ducking mommy right now. I was like, oh. Ducking?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, how many times, why, when you try to say the F word, does it say ducking all the time? Like, is ducking, like, I don't even understand that.
Why does it split up words too, like asshole and stuff like that? It's just, we should know by now. This isn't the first generation phones, you know? Now they should know that every other word out of your mouth is going to be an F word. Or what about when you do the speech to text and it says, and you do F word or anything like that, and it's F dot, 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 ing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So retarded. It takes the time to censor itself.
And your phone does learn words that you use a lot. Like,
it learns websites and stuff. So yeah. It learns.
And dude, you know how many times like I will get a like ad somewhere on something and I just talked about it. Like, I didn't even text or search something on my phone about it. And I'll start getting ads about it. That freaks me out, though, when that happens.
I'll give you one weirder, dude. I was talking about mini fridges a while back. I didn't even look them up. And then my phone started doing that in the ads. It was doing it for mini fridges. I was like, what the fuck? That's creepy as hell. I was just talking about it. I did not even search the thing.
Something before I get into the real reason that I wanted to have you on to discuss. You recently just lost somebody, your uncle. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have a service, a funeral, or whatever? Like, I'm just curious because we finally set up, because Dad didn't want a funeral. Dad didn't want a memorial. He just wanted a party for everybody to get together. And I'm kind of curious what you guys did for your uncle.
They did too much, man. I mean, it's one thing to have just like a party, like you're saying, which is great. But they had like a memorial after they got the ashes back. Then they had a party this fall. It just got into a whole. It was too much. What you were talking about doing sounds perfect. I think your dad would be honored. You know.
Yeah, he just wanted all of his friends and families and people he worked with to come to get together and just have a good time. Now, it's going to be a lot of iron workers, you know, and we're doing a dual like party because my dad's brother died like 8 months before he did. So they never did anything for my Uncle Rick. So they're so all the Fowler side of the family is coming down for this, and all the foremen and the iron workers. And, you know, the park near our house, you know, they got all these pavilions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying just have it at the Hobo Fish Camp, but mom, for some reason, didn't want to do it here. But they put a limit, like you're not allowed to have more than 50 people. And I was like, you know what? Are they going to come and really count? And I wish they would come and say something that, oh, you got 51 people here at your party to honor your dead uncle and dead dad. I would love for them to do that.
Yeah, pavilion police to come and patrol the area. Oh, hang on. We're going to need a standing head count before we can continue this function.
Did anybody get up and say anything at your uncle's, like, service? Yeah.
Yes, a few people did. And I looked like a complete asshole because I went up there to make a joke. and I was going to go, hi, my name's Devin Lipinski, which is my cousin's name. But he had already gone up there, dude, because I went to go get beer for my other uncle. And I came back and I was late. I looked like a real piece of garbage that whole weekend. That was part of the reason why I started to decide not to drink as much.
You know, I when Daniel Dennis from Tom and Dan's dad died, I went to his dad's funeral, and Daniel gave one of the greatest like talks and speeches, and it really, really like fucked me up. Like, not fucked me up like in the head, but it just I started crying. Yeah, it got to me. And I am gonna say some stuff, you know, because I want to talk about the type of family person he is for the family side, but I also want to talk to the iron workers, the foremen that my dad gave jobs to, that my dad gave chances to.
Yes, the guy said he was on a job site, you know, more time than he was at home with. You know, he's there 11, 12 hour days, you know.
Yeah, and I already talked to one of his favorite foremen that lives in Oak Hill, where we live. And he came over every weekend to hang out with dad. And he's the one that's, you know, in charge of telling all the people at the old business when we're doing it. He was like, listen, there's going to be a lot of people showing up. And I was like, bring it on. Like, I want it to be a great time. And like I said, I dare. Oh, and also, you're not allowed to drink at this park. So I told them that, you know, you need to do the Red Solo Cup Willy type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Red Solo Cup, or you need to have koozies that go all the way to the top of the can.
Yeah, but I don't think there'll be any problems. Like seriously, I don't understand. Like, if you got designated drivers and stuff, I pay taxes. I should be able to drink beer at your park. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You're having a memorial for somebody. It's not like you're having a gender reveal party. You're going to burn down half the state.
But I'm a little worried, though. Like, is it going to make me look like a bitch if I get emotional while talking? Because I know what I'm going to say, and I'm not writing anything down. Like, I'm just going to just talk.
Well, you have the gift of gab, so you can certainly do that. And no, it's not if you get emotional, that's all perfectly allowed. Now, if you get emotional 3 days later at the you know, at the local Sunoco for no reason and just start crying in the middle of the aisle, that's not good.
Yeah. So I wanted to get your opinion, Charlie. I know that you listen to the show and stuff. By the way, I did I just did my live stream and talked about Charlie Alamo on the weekends. So I don't know if you were able to catch any of that, or were you busy?
No, I didn't catch all of the live stream, but yes, it's coming very soon, actually. And we'll be talking about that more in the show in the coming episodes, I suppose.
So Tuttle Radio Network or Tuttle Broadcasting Network? Because a couple of the marks were like saying, well, Bubba's going to be mad if you name it the TRN. I was like, well, I mean, there's an MRN, the Motor Racing Network. So, I mean, yeah. I don't think anybody has trademarked the letters RN.
No, unless Toyota comes around and they do TRN, then you're going to be screwed.
But I wanted to get your take. I mean, are you aware of the comments that Manson and Trace had made the other day, like on Friday? Because I was bored. I wanted to check out the bar show. And by the way, I promise this is going to be the last time I said this on the live stream. I'm not going to talk about this issue anymore because I think that it is not worth my time or effort. I'm not like interested in getting into radio wars. I'm just trying to do my own thing.
It's podcast war.
Yeah. And yeah. Somebody did say that in the chat room, by the way. Podcast war.
Of course,
war.
I stole that line.
Anyways, but no, listen, you're a broadcaster, and not only a broadcaster, but you are a true fan of talk radio.
Yes, and I worked from the bottom, the very bottom that you can, public radio. And I know, I know where you're kind of going to go with it. And I'm going to tell you right now that I have absolutely no problems with any of the waters. I do think it's very odd to air your dirty laundry like that on a fucking comment on a YouTube channel. That's just kind of weird to me. Like, why wouldn't you
be honest? Be honest. I know that Manson does not have a smartphone. I know he does have a computer, but
no, you know who's pulling the strings around there, and it's not Tuttle or Manson. It's the other one.
Okay. Well, all right. I get where you're going with that, but like, you've never heard me, and you listen to pretty much all my shows. You have never heard me once say a bad word about anybody from Cluster F. Matter of fact, I haven't. And I even admitted that he made the comment that I no-called, no-showed. The whole thing was because I titled the show, I Got Jobbed Out. And somebody from Cluster F's account wrote, just like you jobbed me out, no-called, no-show. And I'll admit, I messed up on that part. I hate when people no-called, no-show. But you also got to understand, it was during a pandemic. My parents weren't in the best health. And I just did not call. And I admit that mistake. Okay. I'm being a bigger man and I will admit that mistake. But I have never, ever said any bad things about them.
Yeah. And to throw a comment up like that and to use the word no call, no show, what is this, a fucking job interview? Like, come on, be a real person. You know that you were going through some stuff. So you weren't able to do it now. It's not like you've never said anything bad. Hell, I can't even get you most of the time to say anything bad when I'm trying to goat you into it. So,
and it's also, I live on the other side of the state of Florida. So it's not like, you know, I-4 is the most dangerous road in the United States, right? Like from Daytona to Tampa, more people are killed on that small little stretch of road than any other interstate.
It makes sense.
So what I'm trying to say, though, and then he made the comment about stop spreading misinformation. Well, didn't he do the same exact thing by saying that Bubba was paying me under the table to badmouth Seth Kush?
Yeah, that is complete misinformation. And that's so delusional, too, to think that Bubba would. He might be able to come up with an idea, but there's no way he could ever fund something like that.
Oh, he's not coming off that right money.
No, Manson should know that right off the bat. So that comment alone is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Again, like I said before, why wouldn't you shoot you a text or something?
He has
now?
My number. He has my number.
Why leave a comment on YouTube, dude? Like, I can understand if he tweeted you or some sort of something instead of leaving a comment on you. What are you supposed to do? Play comment games the entire time? That doesn't make any sense. And you know what? Quite frankly, I know that you won't shit on anybody, but look at his numbers on it. Because I clicked on after I saw the comment, I clicked on it. And look, the only thing on their channel that does anything is when he's talking about Bubba or he has somebody on there from Bubba's, you know, back in the day with Bubba.
Did you also see that in the comment he said, oh, I wasn't going to talk about Bubba with you if you came on the show. Do you believe that or not?
No, absolutely not. What are you guys going to sit there and talk about? Honestly, because, I mean, what else are you going to talk about? You know, because, I mean, it's the conversation is going to go there anyway, because he's going to try to get you to motherfuck him because that's what he's been doing on his show, which is fine. It's his right. But again, maybe you should have left a little earlier, bud. You left when the whole house. Instead of leaving when the Titanic's sinking and you can get off on a lifeboat, you're the guy that hit his head on the propeller after the boat overturned in water.
Or you're the guy that the smokestack fell onto, you know, Leonardo's buddy, the Spanish guy that was playing poker with him. I always felt bad for that one.
Yeah, that was just bad accommodations all around. And then you didn't even get off the boat. You got smokestacked.
I'm using... I'm telling you right now, a sports broadcaster needs to use that catchphrase. You got smokestacked. Like if somebody gets run over in the NFL now, you got smokestacked.
Will they do that, though? Because everybody, remember when they used to have, what was the you got jacked or whatever thing that they would say on ESPN? They got rid of that quick after everybody became concussion courteous.
Or what did you, what about Chris Berman with the back, or the,
yes.
Chris Berman was kind of annoying towards the end.
Chris Berman has a tremendous, he loves to party. He
The
Rattler.
Did you see the video when they weren't on the air talking about the Canadian aspirin?
They're covered. Yep. Oh, God. That's so funny.
That actually made me love him more, though. Actually, he was like, it's a little kiss of codeine. We always look on the schedule. Yep, we got a Blue Jays game coming up. I'll be able to get some of those doos.
Oh, God, he's the best. I mean, he's not, but that is real Chris Berman. If he could just let loose like that and talk about doing gimmicks and shit, that would be amazing.
Not gonna talk about gimmicks, but I'm not calling out anybody in particular, but there's some radio guys that, you know, would gimmick up, and I'm not, you know, calling anybody out in particular, but, you know, might be somebody that, you know, said he only smoked weed, if you get my drift.
Randy Rhodes, you're like, that's a woman.
Yeah. I'm just saying, there's so much hypocrisy in radio. It is so political now.
And you know what the funny thing is? I was talking to one of the people that I used to work with here, and he's actually stayed there, and he's like, it's still so political. It's these little cult and cliques, like in high school, like everybody groups together in these little things. And if, God forbid, you don't go out and fucking smoke with people and BS about shit, then you're the ass. It's so stupid, man. Why can't people just go in there? They got a great gig. You get to talk into a microphone. The fucking morning show here, they're so lazy, dude, that they only do the live what they need to. Then they just fucking record it. Like, they don't even take into account that people are driving and want to be entertained. They're like, yeah, we're not going to do that. I'm going to get on my work now. Why? So you can go voice track? Ugh.
Yeah. I don't want anybody to think, like, because it really does not matter to me at all. Because people, look, I'm not one of those radio guys, because you know exactly some of those radio guys, when somebody makes a comment or says they don't like your content, that they'll just absolutely lose their S over something.
Yes, there is a lot of thin-skinned people in radio that claim to be a lot thicker skinned. And what? Just comment, leave a comment on some of these people's things and see what happens when you do.
And it's Trace's opinion to say what he said. He said he listened to like three of my shows. He said one was okay. I can't remember what he said about the other two. I think he might have said they were crappy or shitty. I don't know.
I hope the one that he said was okay was the one that I was on.
I forget which one he thought was okay.
Because if it's just a straight Tuttle show, then that's not only embarrassing on his part, because he could never do a straight show by himself, but it's just embarrassing in general because he got in on his dad's coattails. He never worked his way into radio, dude. And that's what made me so angry at the show at the time that I couldn't watch or listen anymore. You guys, Bubba was, of course, he was selling anything that he could, but they were selling like little strips of cloth that had the Bubba Army logo, and everybody signed it, and then Trace signed it, and I was like, why is he signing it? Why is a glorified stunt boy signing stuff, you know?
And then I
watched the show, and I thought you guys together were great.
Yeah, and I thought we were great together, but I just don't know why he would make that comment, because if I'm being honest, I have listened to some of the after shows that he would do on his own with him and his buddies on, I guess, the Cluster F radio network or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it kind of exposed him a little bit, in my opinion. And I love Trace to death, but I mean, I was like, I've never said a bad word about any of those guys. And like I said, after today, I'm done with it. They can say whatever they want to. Matter of fact, him making the comment on the video means that, you know, since I'm monetized now, he threw a quarter my way, you know, because he had to probably watch an ad just to see what I had to say.
So you're saying they don't even have premium YouTube? They've got the ad version of YouTube? That's just,
I guess,
not cool.
I don't know.
It's cool for you. It's cool for you.
Are they even monetized on YouTube? I don't know.
I don't know what they do on YouTube. I haven't seen anything. That's why I clicked on their thing, because I was like, I thought they did just stuff on Twitch, which, I mean, the bar show is a good concept. They have some good ideas. They just need to, you know, implement better.
I'll still say this till the day that I die, that Manson is one of the most talented radio guys that I've ever worked with. Like, I don't know. Like, you might have a different opinion, but
I agree with you. I mean, to be able to, you know, to lack of better term, earn your bones back in the day like that and come up in a time when radio was actually creative, how could you not have anything but respect for the guy? Made some amazing content, and he still does, you know. It's shitty that you got to go and leave a comment like that instead of talking to somebody. Why wouldn't you just reach out, you know?
I don't know. I don't know. Like I feel bad even talking about this stuff, but I also think I need to save my side of the story. Like, because I'm admitting that I will take ownership and I messed up by not calling and telling you that I was not going to make it. I'll admit that, okay?
Do you have a firm date or something?
What's that now?
Was there a firm date on this?
Yeah. There was, but
Oh, okay. I didn't know that side of the story. I didn't know that you were supposed to go over there and didn't call and shame on you, Tuttle. I take back everything that I say.
No, but what I'm trying to say, though, is that I just had a lot of stuff going on, but.
No, you did. I mean, I didn't even really talk to you that much because just you had so much stuff going on, you know? And when we would, it would only be for a couple minutes so I could, hey, you doing good? Yeah, I'm okay, you know?
But am I off by saying that I was, you know, because. When I think one of the first shows that, matter of fact, before I even started my podcast, I think I was on your podcast before I even started mine.
Yeah.
And I told you, I was like, you know, like, I want to be cool with everybody. I'm trying to repair all the bridges that I've burned. And am I wrong by saying that I thought that it would have been nothing but a Bubba? Because I haven't listened to the other members or former members that have worked with Bubba. But I mean, as far as I've heard, that there has been Bubba bashing that has gone on.
I'm not aware of any Bubba bashing. I can't watch any of Brent's show because it just drove me. You want to talk about some? That's a show for another day.
I'm not going to let you talk bad about Brent Hatley. So
I'm not talking. I like Brent Hatley. I just didn't like the show that he was putting out. That's all. I have no problem with the guy.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, Brent.
No,
he's a good friend.
No, I don't think he bashed anybody
I think 25 was on one time. And they said Tuttle was on the do not trust list. I know for a fact that was said.
Well, yeah, I don't get that either because I maybe don't have radio heat with you or anything like that. I feel like I could trust you. I mean, I tell you shit all the time that you never blab anywhere. And so back in the day, your past track record wasn't good, but in the past few years, I mean, how could they say that?
We've talked about this. I've made up with Drew Garabo. I mean, Drew comments on stuff on social media. Russ Rollins does. Tom and Dan does. You know, like all the people that I really screwed over, I'm friends with now.
Yeah, and that's cool. I mean, you should be friends with all these people. It's so stupid now to have anything like that, especially in the radio side of things. When you really look at the whole picture of it, you're getting money to talk into a microphone. It should be great. People shouldn't be so cunty about it, you know.
Well, Ron Bennington told me, Ron was the one that gave me that advice. He was like, look, man, you gotta, you know, because The one thing you I will say, like, it took a lot for Ron and Fez to, like, talk about another show. But for the most part, Ron and Fez never, ever, ever talk bad about another show.
No, I never heard them. And I've listened to so much Ron and Fez. It should be coming out of my ears, but I've never heard them. And you know what they the move that they do when they do talk about it? They would just play the play a little audio and go, oh, a little sarcastic comment, but nothing. You know what I mean? They would never shit on anybody.
Kind of like what Ronnie B did whenever I did my tribute thing. He was like,
that was great. That made me pop.
This kid's delivery has not changed since day one. And did you see his post? Did you see that Fez's family members sent all of the notebooks and stuff that he had been writing in since he had left the show?
Oh, no, but I know that he would call, because Ron said that he would call in and be like, the levels were low on the show. And I could just see Fez at home like, God damn it. Well, who's running the fucking board today? Fez ran a great board. I mean, I saw him a couple times run the board.
Do you know, like, how that was all set up, though? Like Fez would run all the microphones and stuff, but when it came to commercials and everything like that, Chris Stanley Hicks would do the, I guess, controlling of that, because there was another board in the other studio. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, there was, for people that liked Opie and Anthony, they would sit, Fez would be over in the Opie spot, so he would control all the mics and stuff like that, but he couldn't throw it to commercial. They have to do that in the studio, which is,
yeah.
So basically you control the room. And you control the computers and
kind of like what Howard and kind of like Howard with
the exact
Fred,
same
though.
Thing. Fred, he throws it to Fred, and Fred has all the commercials and stuff like that in there, which is, you know, I mean, you're still running your board. It takes a lot of effort to do. It's, you know,
I do respect radio guys that hosts that run their own board, though. Nobody at Real Radio did that, though. Nobody at Real Radio did that.
Do you want to know somebody? Do you want to hear a burial story? I'll bury somebody. And okay. He's actually somebody that people know. So this, you know, the guy Ryan Leaf?
The football player? Yeah.
Yeah, he's from here. He's from this area. He went to school at CMR, which is one of the schools here in Great Falls. And he came in one night to do, he does some fucking crappy ass show on Sirius on the weekends, like on one of their hundreds of thousands of channels.
Well, Ryan Leaf is one of the biggest busts all time in football.
Such a fucking dick. He comes in there like he's fucking, you know, Peyton Manning type fucking accolades, bossing people around, dude, bossing me around. He's like, he came in there, he's like, is everything set up? I was like, yeah. Hey, how's it going? I was like, if you need anything, I'm gonna be, you know, in here operating everything. Let me know. You know, and he's just like, oh, I'll let you know if I need anything. I was like, whoa. And immediately like that. Then one of the other hosts comes out because he was running a board for another show. And he's like, is that Ryan Leaf in there? I was like, yeah, the dude's a fucking dick. I was like, I'm not going to fucking take it, man. So he comes out and he's like, where's the bathroom at? I was like, why don't you look? And it was literally, I was standing right there and the bathroom's right there. And he's just like, oh, then the rest of the night, he was just like, well, hey, how are you guys doing tonight? I was like, I'm good, man. I'm running a board for you for a show that I don't want to be here for because I've been here for 13 hours. I was like, so I'm good, man. I was like, I was fine earlier, and then you're going to get snappy with me. You're not going to get snappy with me. So as soon as we got everything done, I shut everything down. He was done with everything. I'm out of there. He's like, oh, well, it was nice work. I was like, whatever, dude. Just fucking right out the door. I was like, are you leaving? Because I got to lock this door. And then what a piece of shit.
I ran the board for brokered shows and they're a dick. So, well, listen, I got to get off this thing because the Vulture has to send me this audio. So follow Charlie Alamo on Twitter at Real Lame Charlie. Hope you have a great night, my friend.
Thank you. And be on the lookout for more YouTube content, youtube.com/Tuttle.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover services brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.